Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm Kathy Kale. I'm standing in for Howard Feldman. And tomorrow is the 10th of October is World Mental Health Day. So joining me on the line is psychiatrist and board member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists, Professor Renata Schoeman, talking about the equality in mental health is being hampered by lack of access. Good morning, Renata. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, listeners.
Renata, I know that obviously for certain sectors of the population, you know, money gives us choices. And if you need to get counseling, there are ways to get counseling. But is it true that a lot of the population do not have access to counseling and even diagnosis?
Absolutely, Kathy. And I think we must not only look in terms of the divide between public and private sector. In public sector, obviously, it is dire the need for psychiatrists, especially in terms of the geographical location where we have more facilities in urban areas and less so in rural areas. And then obviously people in the public sector need to go to the clinics and then they need to be referred to the mental health specialist, et cetera, et cetera. And it can be a onerous event for them and difficult to access treatment, and we are under-resourced, and we will speak a little more about what is the stats in terms of how many psychiatrists there are and how easy is the access. But if people in private care sector is also affected, because although people might have medical schemes, if they are in an urban area, once again, they might have easier access, but in the more peripheral areas, there is no facilities, once again. And secondly, some of the medical schemes have very limited benefits for patients. So they might see a psychiatrist once or twice, and then in any case can't follow up, and in any case there might not be counseling benefits or something. So it's affecting everyone across board. And it has a lot to do with a lack of facilities, and also a lack of specialists. If you look in South Africa, we only have 0.5 psychiatrists per 100,000 of the population, where the global average is more or less 1.3, and in some of the developed countries, up to 12 psychiatrists per 100,000. So we are greatly, greatly under-resourced.
Absolutely. And I mean, once somebody's on treatment, then once they've received a diagnosis and treatment, I mean, that treatment needs to be followed up. So it's compounding. The more people get diagnosed, the less resources Absolutely. Are available to anybody else who needs to be diagnosed. What a terrible situation.
Yes, that is true.
So what
the other problem?
So what can we do about that? I mean, if somebody's training as a psychiatrist, is it viable to go into the public sector versus the private sector?
Yes, it definitely is. And there's many psychiatrists that opt for that, but there's also limited positions available. Currently, we do have in the public sector that some of the positions are frozen due to lack of finances. So that is a real problem. Even if you would want to stay in the public sector, there's no position available due to lack of finances. However, it's not only the lack of resources. I think the other thing that plays a huge role that we need to take cognizance of is that there is still a lack of knowledge about mental health. There's a lot of stigma surrounding it, where in certain communities, in certain cultures, it's still seen as a weakness and something that's a taboo and we can't speak about it. And also, we don't maybe not be aware that there's help available for what we experience. We think it's just a passing thing that we're experiencing, it will go away on its own. So people also don't access care. Even if it is available in the area, they often don't access care. And then because of the stigma, they might not also follow up. Or they are of the opinion, due to lack of knowledge, that, you know, it's something like an infection. You take a course of antibiotics and it clear up. Where a lot of the mental health conditions, we need longer-term treatment. Not necessarily long-term, but longer-term, at least 6 months or a year or whatever.
Yeah. So is there anything that the South African Society of Psychiatrists could actually do in terms of awareness? You know, these are the identifying factors that you might be depressed. These are, you know, I mean, is there anything that you can do about that?
So SASOP is working very hard, the Psychiatry Association, and we do have a website with some information for patients as well. And we also partner with other NGOs, so for example, SADAC, the South African Depression and Anxiety Support Group. So, and also many of the psychiatrists in their own capacity as members also do a lot for raising awareness, doing talks, presenting webinars, whatever we can. But we have also then support of the World Mental Health Day tomorrow, where we join the global call by the WHO, the World Health Organization, and partner organizations to scale up investment to improve access to mental health as one of the most neglected areas in public health worldwide. And we really appeal to government to make funding available to increase the number of professionals working in mental health, whether it be nurses, occupational therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, and anyone involved in mental health care delivery. And also that public mental health care facilities need to be increased and distributed to ensure geographic accessibility, not only in urban areas, but also in rural areas, and also to take responsibility for some community education. We cannot only look to the Association of Psychiatrists, the SASOP. Government also should join the party.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned the rural areas. Rural areas tend to have lower levels of education. You know, to reach those people, there are amazing tools that we've got today in terms of technology. And imagine if, I mean, just playing the what if game. What if Google had to come along and say, you know what, we're going to put up one of our blimps that we've got and give everybody free Wi-Fi, you know, in for mental health, for good mental health, that they can get free counseling or something like that. It would be
so it's interesting
amazing.
That you mentioned technology now. I mean, during the COVID pandemic, which contributed to lack to access of care because face-to-face meetings and consultations weren't that possible, there was a huge rollout of telemedicine where we do online consultations telephonically or with video consultation for a lot of patients, which actually brought their mental health services to more rural populations as well. You know, people that stay 200 kilos away from the nearest center suddenly could access a psychiatrist help and assistance or a psychologist help and assistance. So if that could be more, people could be more aware of that. And as you said, if data was more freely available, it potentially could increase the reach of mental health services, even if the person delivering the service is more urban based.
Yeah, it would be incredible. All right. Would you like to just leave us with some stats?
Yeah, so I think the thing that we need to be really aware of, we always think mental health is something that happens with someone else. But 1 in 3 South African adults will experience mental illness in their lifetime. And we also have to remember about that there's only 1,000 psychiatrists to serve 60 million people in South Africa. So I don't want to call it a threat, but the difficulty is real for people. If it's not you, it might be the person next to you or one of your loved ones that will struggle with mental health at some time in their life. So be supportive, be knowledgeable, and really help to reduce the barriers to access to care, including stigma.
Amazing. Renata, that is where we leave it. Thank you so much for joining us on High FM this morning, and I'm sure that it won't be the last time that we speak. Have a good weekend.
My pleasure.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's Professor and Board Member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists, Professor Renata Skooman.
High FM, your station of choice since 2008.